Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Thanks very much for listening to Morning Edition here on AM 580 today. Next, we have our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, July wheat opened at 8:08, down 3 on the open. September 8:20, down 1 and 3 quarters. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 7:61, down 3 on the open. September 7:76, down 2 and a quarter. December 7:97, down 2 and a quarter. July of 2009, 8:22, down 1 on the open. July corn opened at 5.96, down a quarter on the open. September 6.06, down a quarter. December 6.18, down 2.5. March 6.31, down 1.75. May 6.38.5, down 3. July 6.44, down 4.5. December 5.90, down 2.5 on the open. July soybeans opened at 13.71, down 8.5 on the open. August 13.66, down 10.5. September 13.36, down 13. November 13.22, down 11. January 13.38, down 8. March 13.46, down 9.25 on the open. July soybean meal opened at $3.47.70, down $3 on the open. August $3.49, down $2.20. July soybean oil opened at $61.25, down $0.25 on the open. August $61.60, down $0.22. June live cattle opened at $94.70, up 7.5 on the open. May feeders $108.45, unchanged. June lean hogs 77.75, down 40 on the open. In July bellies 82.55, up 100 on the open.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. 866-837-9027.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group in Decatur, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
If you look at the charts and look at open interest, Dan, it appears that the marketplace at the moment is trying to flush out Johnny-come-lately longs in the corn market. And corn bulls might like to make an argument about emergence, but thus far that argument doesn't seem to stick with price action this week compared to the NAS statistics we saw on Monday afternoon. So what are we looking at in this corn market technically for the next week to 10 days?
Well, I think in the near term here, the trade's waiting here for 10:30. Infoma Economics are going to come out with some revised planting acreage estimates, the way they see what the planting progress have been up to this point and if there's any changes. So I think we're seeing kind of a breather here for a few minutes in here before they come out with their number. Technically, the corn market hasn't performed very well this week, after it looked like we were going to break out of kind of a sideways pattern on maybe the July contract. It kind of looked like we were breaking out of a broadening wedge formation in December corn, and basically from the start of the week here, we've been on the defensive. I think in the short term, from a technical perspective, the corn market needs to kind of make a stand in here at these levels. If we can make a stand and maybe kind of roll up, I think then that keeps the market more in a sideways pattern, sideways to higher pattern. If we can't make a stand here, then I think it kind of maybe tilts it down into a sideways to lower type pattern. I don't see any major big declines in the corn market until we get further down the road on what they kind of think is crop prospects are going to be, because underlying demand is very strong. But as soon as I say that, the export lineup has been very, very slow here over the past couple of weeks, and that there's just hardly any demand down at the golf at this point. So most of the demand right now coming into the corn market is all pretty well domestic, whether that's going to be feed usage or whether that's for ethanol grind. But export demand's kind of weakened up significantly here. But we're still considered kind of in a broad-based sideways pattern, basically, since first part of April.
If you're looking at the charts and you're looking at front month July, and you're talking about a stand, are you suggesting what, 579 the July, 594 the July?
What do you like? Low. We need to kind of maybe make a stand here above this 584, 583 area. I think if we start closing down below the lows that we had here the last couple, 3 weeks here, which is 583, and then I think about 585, I don't think that would be a very good signal. The open interest decline is a concern, especially in soybeans. It's been more pronounced. It's been declining downward here in this corn market, and I think that's a direct result of everybody complaining about how the market isn't working anymore. I think people that are complaining about the basis convergence and that the market is not truly reflecting supply demand, I think is chasing out a lot of the fun activity. They don't want to be in a market that's not welcome. So I think we're seeing interest move away from ag commodities and maybe move into something else. And I don't think that's good. So I think a lot of people might be biting the hand that feeds them here, complaining about how the market's not working very well these days.
Let's look at the technicals then on the soybeans, which has been essentially a pretty wide trading affair for the last, I'd say, couple of months. Are we going to remain in that trading affair?
Well, soybeans have had a pretty good, decline, and then we've had a good recovery here, basically driven by Argentina farmer unrest and strikes and whatnot. And, of course, you know, when you look at supply-demand tables, soybeans, again, are very snug, especially on this old crop. We kind of think that number might even be lower than what USA come up with on this year's ending stock. So that tightens up next year's ending stocks all the more. So you have to look at supply and balance sheets. You got to be real positive. The soybeans, economically, there's no incentive for the South Americans to increase soybean production next fall based upon the current currency relationships and whatnot. So I think you're going to see a lot of interest shift into soybeans that we're going to have a short supply in soybeans like maybe like a year from now. So I do think that the soybean market now has regrouped. Technically, it's in much better shape than probably corn is. But I think on the short-term deal, though, I think the bean market might be vulnerable to somewhat of a setback in here. But big declines in open interest over the past several months, which is not a good sign.
If we are moving back maybe to the 1310 level or thereabouts, will the industry look at it as a buying opportunity at that point?
Well, I'm not too sure. You know, that depends upon who you are and what you're wanting to do. My guess is that you will see plenty of interest in wanting to own beans on any kind of break. If it, on a short-term here basis, if this market was set back probably to the 1325 area, 1330 area, on the July, we're currently here about 1367. I think you will probably find some good buy interest probably on any kind of setback on that.
And after the question of acres gets answered, then what?
Well, we'll trade weather. We're already trading weather to a certain extent because we're off to such a slow start on corn planting. So a lot of people now have begin to revise downward overall yield potentials. That might be premature because July weather, August weather has a lot to say with that. But when you start comparing planting dates and whatnot, you initially say that maybe trend line yields may be hard to attain, especially when you look at over the past several years, 150 bushels has kind of capped this thing off, other than here about 4 years ago or whenever it was when we had, you know, a good early planting. We had a generally favorable weather growing season, no stress associated, and we were able to, you know, run the yield up to 160. But other than that, this 150 seems to be pretty good resistance. And the way we're starting off the growing season this year, a lot of people think that's probably where we ought to be start looking at in that 150 range, more so than this 154 or so.
Thank you very much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker, market analyst for ADM Grain Group in Decatur, Illinois. Let's go ahead and look at the current tick on prices in Kansas City. July wheat at 816 up 5, September 826 up 4 and a quarter. The Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat 771 up 7, September 784 and a half up 6 and a quarter, December 806 and a half up 7 and a quarter. July corn 592 down 4 and a quarter, September 604 and a quarter down 4, December 615 and a half down 5, March of 2009 629 and a half down 3 and a quarter. July beans 1370 down 9 and a half, August 1363 down 13 and a half, September 1337 down 12, November 1328 down 5, and June live cattle 9445 down 17 and a half. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.